Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into a competitive world you might not expect. High-octane pig racing, all happening within the, well, the blocky world of Minecraft. Forget your usual motorsports. We're talking pure snout-to-the-carrot action. And believe it or not, with championship implications that would make, you know, any sports fan sit up and take notice. Our mission today, as we dig into the sources from the YouTube channel Pigmoola One, specifically that Mexican Minecraft pig race highlights transcript, is to pull out those key moments, you know, the surprising facts and, of course, all the championship drama that went down. Think of it as your shortcut to getting completely clued in on this surprisingly fast-paced competition.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about the stakes. They couldn't have been higher going into this Mexican Grand Prix. Our sources show this wasn't just like another race on the calendar. It really had the potential to decide the whole championship. IMA needed to beat Aurax by at least 2 points right here to just guarantee the title. Done deal. But Aurax, well, he was pushing hard. He needed every single point he could get to keep his hopes alive for the final race in Abu Dhabi next week. So yeah, pivotal is the word.
Okay, so before all the chaos kicks off, there's that pre-race buzz, the grid. How did it look for our main guys, Aurax and IMA, especially with so much riding on it?
Well, the striking thing is they were perfectly positioned. Aurax grabbed pole, P1, and IMA was right alongside him in second. It really set the stage for a proper head-to-head battle right from the lights out. Or glass down, I guess.
Incredible. Front row lockout for the title rivals. What about the rest of the grid? Any other interesting stories brewing there? Potential spoilers, maybe?
Oh, definitely. You had Shadowseeker starting dead last. Quite the challenge, right? But, believe it or not, he still had this, like, mathematical outside shot at the championship. A very long shot, mind you. It needed both IMA and Aurax to DNF at least once somewhere. Not likely, but possible.
Okay.
Then there's Bux. First time starting on the back row for him. He's aiming to stretch his lead over CH3's, who is actually out on a mandatory race break.
Okay.
And interestingly, this race introduced three brand new drivers. Nom King, racing for Bad Piggers, started seventh. But the other two newbies, they qualified incredibly well, starting third to fourth. Steel Llama was in fifth. So, yeah, a real mix. Seasoned racers, fresh faces, yeah, all crammed in there.
Right. So the grid set, glass down and snout to the carrot.
Yeah.
How did the actual start unfold? Was it as chaotic as Minecraft pig racing sounds like it ought to be?
Oh, it absolutely lived up to the hype. Aurax got what the commentators called a dream start. Yeah. Got straight onto the honey instantly after the switch, which is, you know, a huge advantage early on this track.
Yeah.
But right behind him, pure jostling. Smiley side up, just surge into second place almost immediately. Super aggressive start from him.
Okay, so immediate action. With that kind of aggression, were there any early casualties or surprising struggles right off the line?
There were. Kim Dong went wide on the honey really early, dropped a bunch of positions, tried to fight back, make a move on Nom Nom King, but couldn't quite make it stick, had to slot back in. It was incredibly close quarters. Smite and not him both wound up on the honey too. Nom Nom King was just frantically defending, you know. And then UKAX managed to sneak ahead and all that mess. Even Shadow Seeker, starting last, was somehow already climbing up. He was like second for a moment there. Just a whirlwind start.
All right. And this is where things started getting really interesting moving into the mid-race. Big position shifts, but also some, well, some weird technical stuff.
That's exactly right. Shadowseeker's climb from last to second was definitely a major storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But then you had this really bizarre moment. At Recto Transera, suddenly Shadowseeker and IMA looked like they were way ahead. It wasn't skill. Apparently, the server owner forgot to turn the tick speed down. Caused some serious lag, temporarily messing up the positions everyone was seeing.
Hold on. So the server lag was literally making pigs teleport around. That sounds less like racing, more like a glitch art show. How do you even race fairly with that happening?
Yeah, it's definitely a unique challenge in Minecraft racing. Adds another layer of pure chaos, doesn't it?
I'll say.
But aside from those server gremlins, you had IMA right on Tell's tail going into Sado Lago. They had this super tight exit onto the honey. IMA gained maybe a tiny bit, but they both held on. Further back, Smiley Psy was under huge pressure from UKAX. Smiley Psy went a bit wide into a corner. UKAX saw the gap, went for the inside. Bit of a bump.
Oh, boy.
And both ended up on the honey on exit. UKAX came out ahead, though, took the place. And meanwhile, Steel Llama had caught back up to that main pack. But the really big development, IMA had managed to get into first place. It was actually building a lead, looked like about 10 blocks-ish.
Okay, 10 blocks sounds pretty decent in pig terms. But then came the twist, the penalty. What exactly happened there, and how could that possibly affect IMA way out in front?
Right, this is where the championship drama just exploded. While IMA's cruising in first, this PRC announcement comes through. For Orax, he got hit with a -5 second time penalty. Why? For pig reefing.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, he'd gone onto the honey entering lap 9.
Pig reefing, okay.
Yeah, it means cutting onto the honey block shortcut improperly. And that penalty, it completely changed the race. Even though Orax was physically behind IMA on the track, that 5 second penalty meant he suddenly had a huge time deficit to overcome, virtually speaking.
Ah, I see. So just to be clear, even if IMA crosses the finish line first visually, Orax could still win if his time plus the 5 seconds was faster.
No, the other way around. Yeah. Orax's final time would have 5 seconds added to it. So he needed to finish less than 5 seconds behind IMA on track to actually win overall.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay, so he had to close that gap significantly on the final lap despite the penalty looming. Wow, that makes the end incredibly tense.
Exactly. The pressure was immense. Orax, knowing about the penalty, pushed like crazy and did manage to close right up behind IMA on the track during that final lap. So the visual crossing the line is IMA ahead, looking like the winner.
Right.
But because Orax finished so close behind him, well within that 5 second margin, IMA crosses the line first, celebrations might have started, but then the official calculation comes in. Orax is declared the winner of the Mexican Grand Prix. Just what a finish.
Wow, absolutely stunning. A win snatched potentially at the timing screen. So what does this mean for the championship? How do things stand now heading into that final race?
Well, Orax's victory was absolutely massive for him. It keeps him right in contention for the championship into the final race on Abu Dhabi. It's still on.
Okay.
As for other notable results here, Smiley Sai actually managed to overtake Ucax on that very last lap, nabbed fourth place in his first ever race. That's seriously impressive.
Yeah, incredible debut.
And Stilama came home sixth. So looking at the points, IMA still leads Orax.
Yep.
But the gap is down to just 17 points going into Abu Dhabi.
17 points? Close.
It really makes the finale almost a winner-take-all for Orax.
Yeah.
His clearest path. He has to win the Abu Dhabi race. And, crucially, IMA has to finish 7th or lower. That's the magic combination for him.
Wow.
And just quickly on the constructor side, Tri were officially crowned champions after this race. Their lead was over 43 points, so that one's settled.
What an absolutely incredible deep dive into the Mexican Minecraft pig race, the unexpected twists, that pig reefing penalty changing everything, and how it all just perfectly sets up this thrilling, absolutely down-to-the-wire finale in Abu Dhabi. It really was a race that kind of decided everything for the contenders, didn't it? Despite how unconventional it all looks.
It truly was something else. And I think what this Mexican Grand Prix really shows us, or perhaps more profoundly than you'd expect, is how in any competitive arena, doesn't matter how quirky or niche, seemingly small rules, like pig reefing here, they can become the absolute key strategic factor. They can fundamentally change the outcome of the championship destiny, maybe even more than just raw speed or skill sometimes. It's a pretty powerful reminder about those hidden layers of strategy and, you know, unexpected elements that can determine who comes out on top, wouldn't you say, even with Minecraft pigs.